Syria's foreign minister condemns what he calls Washington's blatant interference in his country's internal affairs. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Walid al-Muallim denounced certain Arab and Western countries for media provocations. He accused them of inciting religious extremism and supporting armed groups in the country. Iraq saw a rise in terror attacks last month, making September the deadliest month in the country in over 2 years. Official figures record over 360 deaths for the month of September. Nearly half of the victims were civilians. Only yesterday, several more car bombings rocked the country. Emotions are running high in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, after exit polls show the opposition leading in parliamentary elections. Supporters of the Georgian Dream Coalition, led by the billionaire tycoon Bidzina Ivanishvili, have come out in force to celebrate. Exit polls show that 50% voted for the opposition. Occupy movement protesters storm a corporate office in Washington, D.C., marking the first anniversary of the movement. They marched during the morning rush hour, blocking traffic. Protesters say they're tired of the widening social and economic inequalities in the country. The number of jobless in the Eurozone hits a new record high. Official data released by Eurostat shows some 18.2 million people are out of work across the 17-member bloc in August. That's the highest figure since 1995. Well, Dutch bank ING cuts staff from its London, Moscow, and Eastern European desks. ING Bank of Belgium says it will only keep its Poland desk open. European banks have been cutting staff since the 2008 financial crisis. At least 130 people will lose their jobs as a result of this change. Iran's foreign minister, Ali Akbar Salehi, says his country is a source of stability in the region and plays an important role in resolving regional conflicts. Salehi criticized the West's Islamophobia and anti-Iran stance, saying the campaign of fear comes while a sea of change has occurred in the region. The U.S. military has transferred six Osprey aircraft to its base on the southern Japanese island of Okinawa. The transfer comes amid protests by residents and local politicians over the aircraft's safety record. The protesters gathered outside Futenma base in opposition to the deployment.